The Kurdish sounds of Carrick on Shannon, this time on Culture File. Mohammed Sifkin's exile from Syria saw the Kurdish musician wind up in Leitrim and discover there a welcoming international music scene. This included Willie Stewart, founder of local underground label Nyar Records. They've just released a first Irish album, I Am Kurdish, from Mohammed Sifkin. Culture File's Quaylen McNamara went to sample some music and some coffee.
Coffee, yeah. Thanks a
million. Arabic coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a big glass of fire.
It was okay, different, this, but this name says.
That's the name of the instrument?
Yeah. He have
strings.
This maybe... Any Kurdi.
Almost all the family, the Kurdish family and most of the Arabic family, maybe they have one of these at home, he says.
Yeah.
Play anything you want with this one, and all of these black lines here, then they are like tones. It can, any one of them will give you the different tones.
I am Mohammed Seb. I'm Kurdish. I'm from Syria, but now I'm from Ireland. Maybe you ask me, who are you? I speak, I'm Kurdish. I write this this song, I am Kurdish, in my heart. My heart, I write. In Syria, the government kill Kurdish because Kurdish not good. ISIS kill Kurdish because Kurdish not good. My first son, my big son, number one, ISIS kill him because he Kurdish, only Kurdish. I write for my heart because everything I write, I understand what I write. This for Kurdish. Before, I play oud, but because I am Kurdish, I changed to bouzouki. I like too much bouzouki because bouzouki in my country and all country there, the bouzouki very famous there. I like bouzouki. I like sound for bouzouki.
I'm Willie Stewart. I run Nyar Records here in the County Leitrim. I used to DJ for events in Carrick and Shannon, organised by the local international group. Basically a group of people from all different countries that had all moved to Carrick and Shannon. They wanted to get together to celebrate their culture. So I was at the Dock Arts Centre in Carrick doing my thing, and the place was packed, you know, and then this guy in like a leather jacket holding a bouzouki case just sort of walks in, and I clocked him immediately. And I was like, who's this lad, you know? So he walks up to me and he just basically hands me his cable for his bouzouki and goes, where do I plug in? And I was like, what? Like, who are you? Like, no one told me there was going to be live music. So we figured it out. I managed to hook him up into the PA, and he played. And like everybody there just started dancing, like traditional kind of Kurdish dance. And it was like, whoa, I feel like I've been waiting for this lad for years.
When I play, maybe my brother really understand. Where I play, maybe everybody happy. When I play in my music here in Dublin, in Sligo, in Cork, everybody happy and dance.
Hi,
I'm from Syria, you know, I'm refugees, I'm coming here. My language, maybe you see now, my language not good. Maybe you don't understand me, but anybody, musician coming here, I play, he play, maybe he understand what I play, I understand what he play. What I remember in my country, I give him in music and song, he understand. The language, I think not sure good. Maybe you speak Arabic or you speak Kurdish or you speak Turkish, but music, world language. Ma zal sabr bina,
mur bina, mur bina bin. I started up Nia Records 2 years ago, and I always wanted to record an album for Mohammed. It just, for some reason, because of whatever life, took a long time to get going, but eventually we got him into the studio and we managed to commission him through funding then to pick two musicians that he would like to record with. So he picked Emer Reedy and Cathal Roach. So they had a couple days rehearsal and then we got them into the studio. So that was half the album was done that way. And then a year or so later, I got him back into the studio eventually to finish off the album. And that was all solo stuff. There's a small bit of resistance in Ireland at the moment to, you know, people coming in here from different countries, which is very sad and ironic because, you know, Ireland is probably one of the biggest nations of emigres in the world. But the fact that people just are really embracing the music and Mohammed himself is a really good sign, I think, for Irish society.
The people from Ireland, good and nice. I don't know, but good and nice.
I think that the Irish people are very lovely and kind people to everyone here. They have not any discriminate between who I am, Kurd or Arab or Turk or where I am coming from. I think I am very, very happy that I am living here in Ireland, and thank God that finally I got my path to here in Ireland. He says the Irish people, they are people, they are struggling for, they like freedom, they they don't hate anyone and they respect everybody.
Yeah, I'm happy.
And the side one we can't come from.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Because everybody relax and good. No any crazy in here. I live here maybe 6 years, but here everything okay, good.
Mohammed Sifkan there, and I Am Kurdish is on Nya Records, which you can find on Bandcamp.